This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Todd Lane from California Coast Credit Union. How are you, sir?
In San Diego.
In San Diego.
Your hometown.
I know.
I'm doing great.
Good. Good to see you again.
It's easy to get here, Mike.
It is.
You know, airport's easy to get in and out of.
Mm-hmm. Except if you're in Terminal 1.
Terminal 1, right.
No parking.
You gotta take a tram somewhere and all this stuff. But yeah.
But that's a San Diego issue.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Las Vegas. Here we are at the Underground Collision, and you've done a number of these, right?
I
so
have.
What brings you back to these?
I actually did the very first one
that they did at the
GAC many, many years ago. Don't want to date myself, but gosh, it must have been a decade ago or more.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a long time. You know, what brings me back is Sue Mitchell and the team that she has,
Mike and
Zach and Brandy and everybody. Just great people. I think they help us talk about the right things in credit unions, and which hopefully leads for us doing the right things, you know, talking about it and then doing is a natural progression. So that's why I come.
Okay.
I like to, you know, stir things up a little bit, and I think Sue's okay with that.
Yeah, she's
so
very
I plan
okay with
on
that.
Doing a little bit of that today.
Good.
So we'll see.
Good. Yeah, and that's what this event is all about, as we know, is like it stirs the pot a little bit. The transparency, the candidness of it all.
Exactly.
So it's really cool to see. It's almost like one big giant brainstorming session.
Yeah, exactly.
Where everyone can really speak their mind.
Really cool. Sue brings out that in me, the candidness, and you know, what are you really thinking about?
Let's dig a little.
She's almost like a therapist. In some ways.
Exactly. She is that. Yeah, she's fantastic. And she's, and once again, she has an all-star cast of speakers. You're one of them. So talk about you, because you're speaking twice.
Tomorrow, on Sunday, I'm going to talk about crypto.
Okay, cool.
There's a session on crypto and sports betting and pot banking, that sort of thing.
Then.
So I'm taking the crypto piece.
Okay.
And believe it or not, Mike.
Oh, here you are. Yes.
I am... I think everybody should own crypto. And you wouldn't, I mean, look at the color of my hair. You know,
Well,
8% of people in my age demographic, which is an old age demographic, invest in crypto. Only 8%. And what I'm going to say is that one of the things I'm going to say is everybody should invest in crypto. And I'm going to use sort of old finance, old sort of ways of rationalizing that will relate to, I think, to an older demographic. At least I hope it will. If they remember what they learned in school, I'm going to take that and apply it to crypto.
Okay, I'm going to be there for that one, because I don't know if you wanted to invest, say, 6 months ago and then now because of the little dip it's taken, but...
I've actually missed the dip. So, well, on that, but... yeah, and I've done it a unique way. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that. And I'm also going to talk about blockchain. I still think blockchain is very transformative.
Yep.
I think it's going to change our business someday. I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
And we're keeping a very watchful eye.
Good
so those two things. And then today I'm going to talk. There's a session that I'm working something in that is personally very very much of an interest to me. My wife works in this space, and it's something that I think credit unions can do better in, but it's challenging, and that is it's related to financial coercion, specifically as it relates to domestic violence, human trafficking, and those that grow up in the foster system. There's a lot of financial coercion, economic fraud, if you will, with our youth that grow up in the
foster care system?
Foster care system.
Which was
surprising to me. It was something I've learned more and more about. I understood it as it applied to human trafficking.
Right.
And domestic violence. And my wife runs a foundation that assists people fleeing from domestic violence, oftentimes with children.
Right.
And they are coerced by their, the person perpetrating the domestic violence on them. They are coerced into making poor financial decisions. It's not even a decision. It's a control issue.
Right.
And we haven't addressed it. We address things like elder abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take training, and I'm going to talk about this today, we are required, all of our employees in our credit union, every credit union has to take training on how to identify and prevent elder abuse mm-hmm. and dependent mm-hmm. care elder abuse. Mm-hmm. Yet there's nothing on domestic violence. There's no required training. Nothing on human trafficking or those that grow in the foster care system. It's much the same.
Right.
Quite
right,
honestly, it's just a different group of people.
Right. Right.
And the sad part about it, in my opinion, is I don't think we've looked for solutions to that. And in fact, there's been legislation. I'm going to talk about the legislation that's been proposed and failed.
Mm-hmm.
We have opposed it. Credit unions collectively have opposed it. And I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to find solutions and not just oppose legislation.
Right.
I think we ought to find solutions to much the same as we have with elder abuse. And that is training to help our people, to help our teams. And we have lots of data. And that's the connection with the topic here.
Okay.
We have lots of data. And we have lots of interaction with our membership via branches, call center, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to take steps to identify and prevent and remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what I think our role should be in that.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to hear that.
And what we are doing
at
Cal Coast. We are not just standing by and watching, even though legislation hasn't been passed.
Can you share just a little bit of what you guys are doing?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want to go into too much detail. But.
Absolutely. So there are many nonprofits in the San Diego region and Riverside County region that help foster youth, as an example. One is called Just in Time, JIT. And so we have a partnership with them mm-hmm. where we do financial education mm-hmm. for those that are in or coming out of the foster care system. We are helping them with products, checking account products, banking products that help them if they've been a victim of financial coercion.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a story that happened recently with one of our members who received a scholarship from us. But we're helping them sort of restart with
right
a checking account, savings account, that sort of thing.
Wow.
So we had one young lady recently. She was at our foundation board meeting. She had received a scholarship, and she came up through the foster care system. And by the way, we have a special scholarship for those that come up through foster care. She was in the foster care system for 21 years, her and a little sister,
mm-hmm.
same foster parents the entire time. And when she turned, by the way, they can stay in until they're about 23.
Mm-hmm.
When she was 21, going to graduate school, her foster care parents stole some of her scholarship checks and used them for their own benefit.
Gosh.
With the younger sister, they stole her identity, used her identity, and took credit out.
Oh my gosh.
It's that sort of thing that we need to help prevent, help educate. Same thing happens with domestic violence and human trafficking.
Yeah.
And you know, San Diego's border town,
right.
So we see a lot of human trafficking.
You're right.
So
you're
anyways,
right.
That's a little glimpse of what I'm going to talk about.
Well, and that's, I mean, you took the words right out of my brain when you said, we're not talking about this. And I said, I've never talked about this
exactly.
before.
Exactly, you never hear about it, right?
Credit unions can really position themselves, just as you guys have, to really be that resource for folks out there in this area. Because
exactly.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
So
we used our concierge auto buying service that we have a partnership with called New Cars, Inc. And we're working with another nonprofit. Because those primarily women that are fleeing domestic violence don't have transportation quite often. They leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
God forbid they take the car at the household. And so we have teamed them up with New Cars, Inc., and they're buying at cost, and they're getting these ladies in automobiles, these families.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing financial education.
Right on.
So we partner with Doors of Hope and a couple other
mm-hmm.
organizations. So those sorts of things, I think, are simple to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're not talked about.
They're not talked about, and it's part of our purpose. It's part of our mission, I think, as a credit union. So.
That's the wheelhouse, for sure. And obviously, and again, this is really personal for you, because your wife is involved with the...
Absolutely. The stories that I hear are heartbreaking.
Yeah.
She sees human trafficking, homelessness a lot, because a lot of domestic violence, trafficking, human trafficking, and foster youth end up on the streets.
Yeah, it leads to that.
Yeah.
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 Oh my gosh.
And so she had formed an organization called the Thumbprint Project Foundation
mm-hmm.
to help address homelessness with youth and youth coming out of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they perhaps weren't the victim, they really were, because they got to see it front and center.
Yeah.
And her mission in life is to make sure that they are not thumbprinted with trauma,
yeah,
basically,
yeah,
and to help them get out of the situation. So anyway, so I hear it at home and practice it at work, and
well, bring it on. Yeah, bring it. Well, help bring awareness to it as well at an event like this.
Yeah.
Very appropriate. Well, congratulations on all that. I mean, really, congratulations on stepping up in that area.
Yeah.
You guys can be like the leader in that area, I would think, and that's a very, very good thing.
Yeah,
especially for our industry.
And one of the things I'm going to say in there, the part of the title of the session I'm in is whether or not it's a moral dilemma. It's not a moral dilemma. It's a moral imperative that we do these things, in my mind.
Yeah.
So
I think, you're spot on. You're spot on. Goodness gracious. Yeah. So I'm really anxious to go in there and check it out.
Well, you
and
got most of it just
and
now.
Look at the reaction. But I want to see the reaction from the crowd.
They only give me 5 to 7 minutes. So you got the majority of it right there. Don't tell anybody.
All right. Hey, if they need a repeat, they can watch this. All right. All right, Todd. Well, I'm gonna let you get back going. Thanks again for this. Anything else to add to wrap
that's
up?
It. That's all right, it. Let's have fun.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.